A national security expert here in Syracuse has what he calls considerable concern over events in Washington surrounding a possible intelligence breach by the president and an ongoing investigation. Bill Smolin is the director of the National Security Studies Program at Syracuse University's Maxwell School. WAER's John Smith caught up with the former State Department Chief of Staff to get some of his perspective on President Trump's recent words and actions.
Well, actually, he has the authority to say and do whatever he wants if it's having to do with the issues facing the nation, but he doesn't have the authority to obstruct justice. And if that was his intent, and I think this is going to be the critical question, did he intend to obstruct the continuation of an investigation against his former national security advisor, General Flynn? If he intentionally wanted to do that and have Comey stop that, then that's problematic for the president. If, on the other hand, he was just being considerate of Flynn and wanting to take pressure off of him because he liked him, then that probably could not be proved as obstruction of justice. I think naively, the president did not anticipate that Comey was creating proof in the form of memos of every conversation, both person-to-person conversations and telephonic conversations that he had had with the president. And so he's got probably some pretty clearly delineated evidence of what exactly was said behind closed doors.
Creating that paper trail, certainly.
Yeah, there are going to be paper trails here, and there are probably many memos, unless it was one continuous memo of every conversation. But only until members of Congress see that memo or see those memos will they be able to determine whether or not the president intentionally wanted to preclude justice from prevailing.
I don't know the current state of the investigation on Michael Flynn since James Comey was fired. Perhaps you do, but in any event, should the FBI continue that investigation?
I think absolutely, because it really has to do with what discussions General Flynn had with Russian officials, which indeed could have been promises. It could have been conditions that would be offered to them if President Trump indeed, once in office, was able to, for example, lift sanctions against the Russians in return for something else. That would be very problematic and indeed could also lead to the determination as to what degree the Russians interfered in our elections, which would go back to pre-National Security Advisor days for General Flynn. So this is all very troubling to me. And what it tells me is that the United States has a very serious problem with regard to the credibility of the President of the United States. I'm bothered by that because I don't want my president to not have the credibility that the American people deserve. If I were advising President Trump, it would be to be more conscientious that everything that comes out of his mouth, everything that comes out of his mind, has consequences, and those consequences can be very damaging.
I would also like to talk for a moment about if you have any thoughts or concerns about the classified intelligence that President Trump reportedly gave to Russia.
I have considerable concern over that. Classified intelligence, which was provided to the United States by Israel, was conveyed in the Oval Office by President Trump to the foreign minister of Russia and the Russian ambassador to the United States. And this has potential diplomatic complications and implications. And it raises the possibility that it violates an agreement that we had with Israel for this information to be be kept close hold, to be held only by the United States, which is the spirit in which it was conveyed to us. So future relations with Israel could be damaged by this. The other thing that bothers me is that now that the Russians have this information, they can share it with Iran. And Iran is Israel's main threat in that part of the world. That's not going to go down very nicely with the Israelis. And I think the last thing that bothers me is that it could jeopardize relations that we have with other allies around the world who didn't have the benefit of this information that we shared with the Russians. So all three things are problematic. They're problematic to the president, they're problematic to the United States, they're problematic to our relations with nations around the world.
And of course, that international relations piece is certainly important and could really affect the outcome, like you say, on a number of levels. I just wanted to close by asking, what does all of the controversy surrounding the topics we've been talking about, whether it's James Comey or the former National Security Advisor, mean for the FBI and national security departments? Can they operate effectively at this point?
That's an excellent question. I think the answer to that will really be very dependent upon the selection of the new FBI director. I think what they need to have is an independent-minded FBI director, someone who is going to separate himself as a member of the Justice Department from the executive branch of government, so that the separation of powers will allow the FBI to conduct whatever investigations are necessary to get to the bottom of a number of different issues that remain on the table, whether it's the Flynn issue or the Russian hacking issue or now the James Comey conflict of interest potentially issue. All of these are major concerns, and the FBI should be assiduously digging out whatever information they can to present it upon whatever conclusions they draw.
That interview was produced by John Smith and edited by Chris Bolt.